Hey, welcome back to day 22 of our Christmas Advent devotional series called Unwrapping Christmas, viewing the Nativity through Luke's eyes that has been beautifully written by my friend Sue Bolt. Today I'll be reading Luke chapter 2 verses 8 through 10 today. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Day 22. I would like to have been a shepherd. I read that the shepherd jobs went to the young or those reaching up in years. Or maybe those not so highly esteemed or who preferred lambs to being with people. Yet they had a special calling, especially these shepherds in Bethlehem, not far from Jerusalem. They likely raised the sacrificial lambs sold in the magnificent temple of the Hebrews to atone for the people's sin. King David had been a shepherd as well in this neck of the woods during his youth. Even though his work and efforts were not counted as valuable by his own family, he encountered God as his good shepherd. And from those pastures, David was called to shepherd the people of Israel as their most noteworthy king. Once again, we see that Christmas is about remembering that God takes small and insignificant events and people to do profound works and wonders. Oh, to have been with the crew out in the fields surrounding Bethlehem that cold, starry night. The good news of Jesus was first preached to these not-so-esteemed ones, and this gives me hope. It also knocks pride out of me. Jesus works when I know I have nothing to offer anyone without his touch. This is the lesson I learned from these humble position folks. So what has he called us to do for him? Whatever it is, you and I together need to remember the shepherds in the field. We will always serve and love Lord Jesus best when we realize that we are nothing without him. And here are a couple questions to ponder on. What are some small and insignificant events in your life that God made profound and wondrous? And how does this devotional speak to you personally? Thank you, Father, for using insignificant ways to glorify you. Help us to see and understand that nothing and no one is insignificant, and that even the small things in life are stepping stones to something greater. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you haven't received Jesus as your Savior and you would love for him to come into your life, say this prayer with me out loud right where you are. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in John 6:37, "All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." So I know that you will never drive or cast me out, but you take me in, and I thank you for it. You say in your word in Romans 10:13, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I'm calling on your name, so I know you have saved me now. You also say, God, in Romans 10:9 through 10, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." I believe in my heart Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my justification, and I confess him now as my Lord. And I do believe with my heart that I've now become the righteousness of God in Christ, and I am saved. Thank you, Lord. If you prayed this for the first time, I would love for you to email me. I'll send you a free gift. And stay tuned for tomorrow's Advent devotion.